Havana, the Batista officer granted a new trial in Cuba, Major Jesus Sosa Blanco, has been reconvicted and resentenced to death. Washington, the U.S. has invited any authorized Soviet representative to come and listen to the tape recordings of Soviet fighters shooting down a U.S. transport. Also from Washington, the Atomic Energy Commission has presented Congress with a nuclear power program aimed at making atomic power economically competitive in 10 years. St. Louis, the St. Louis Court of Appeals ruled today that a garnishment judgment against a husband cannot affect in any way property held jointly by a husband and wife. Mrs. Ida Hannabrink, 3921 Greenland Acres, Melville, brought a suit for $69.51 against the Tower Grove Bank and Trust Company in January of 1957, which wound up in the appellate court today. She had a joint account at the bank with her husband, Mark H. Hannabrink. There was a judgment pending against Hannabrink in a garnishment proceeding, and under a court order, the bank was directed to pay the sum into the court registry pending outcome of the garnishment proceedings. St. Louis. Cullen Coyle, 51, St. Louis attorney, will receive the 1959 Award of Honor presented annually by the Lawyers Association of St. Louis. He has been a commissioner of the Missouri Supreme Court since 1951. Clayton, St. Louis County and municipal law enforcement officers decided today to meet March 10th to discuss ways to promote efficiency and cooperation among the county's numerous police departments. St. Louis, members of Boy Scout Troop 249 discovered today that a day's hard work had been nullified by thieves who stole 6 tons of old newspapers they had collected. The troop planned to sell the old papers and use the money to buy some camping equipment. They put the paper in a trailer, which was parked at a service station at 5997 Southwest Avenue. Sometime last night, all 6 tons of paper were stolen, and in their place were a few old auto tires, tin cans, and other trash. Now the weather for KWK Land from the KWK Weather Map.
Cloudy tonight and turning colder with rain or sleet changing to snow. Low tomorrow morning, 25 to 30 degrees. Cloudy and colder tomorrow with intermittent snow. Afternoon temperatures tomorrow in the low 30s. Snow ending tomorrow night and much colder. Low on Thursday morning around 20 degrees. KWK temperature at the moment is 34 degrees. The relative humidity 83%. The wind from the north at 14 miles an hour. And barometric pressure is rising. It's now at 29.75 inches.
You've been listening to First News First on KWK by land, sea, and air, and direct reports from our KWK correspondents all over the world.